Okay, if the committee would come back to order. Senator Huggins, a motion?
Thank you very much. Mr. Chair, I move that CS for Senate Bill number 290/F as amended with individual comments be moved.
Without objection, the bill will be moved, and we will have the updated fiscal note then on the from Military and Veterans Affairs, and also we'll get one from Fish and Game as it moves up to finance.
And just one comment, we will make the changes for the okay. two-year look-back provision.
Okay. Next, we have introduction today of Senate Bill 274. We have staff for the prime sponsor.
Senator, members of the committee, I'm Wes Keller, staff for Senator Fred Dyson. Thank you for hearing SB 274. It's a bill related to the disposition of firearms by the state. Senator Dyson wanted to be here, but he had previously committed and is on the airplane going to Anchorage. Senate Bill 274 very simply requires that forfeited, surplus, or recovered but unclaimed firearms and ammunition are to be sold at an auction that is open to the public and not limited to firearm dealers, instead of the old language which required it limited to sold or traded to a federally licensed firearm dealer. A constituent of Senator Dyson's brought this to our attention. He was pretty persistent, and that got us interested in the law, and we pull it up and agree that there's some work that can be done to the law. With your permission, what I would like to do is bring back a CS to the next hearing that takes into account today's testimony and also some information that has been requested from the Department of Public Safety and any suggestions you might have is from this committee. We would like to bring back in the CS several things. One is a section that limits the liability of the department regarding the sales of firearms. And the other thing we'd like to do is in version G, what you have before you is delete everything in the first section after the word dealers and just replace it with a simple statement that says any firearm that cannot be legally sold under state and federal law shall be dismantled for sale of legal parts or donated to a museum, and that illegal parts of firearms shall be destroyed. And that's in essence conceptually all. So thank you. That's all I've got. Any questions?
Okay. So you have submitted a list of questions to the department, and we're anticipating then that they will come to testify to answer.
That's right.
Next week, okay.
And also, Brian Judy is here from the RA. He might have a comment.
Okay. Mr. Judy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Brian Judy. I'm speaking today on behalf of the National Rifle Association, and we are strongly in support of this, the concept of this bill. It's our position that members of the public who are law-abiding citizens, that is, people who can lawfully possess firearms, should be able to participate in state firearms auctions. Now, I realize that many of the concerns that were raised back in the mid-90s when this section of law was originally created are still going to be expressed today. That is, how do you determine that an individual is a law-abiding citizen so the state's not selling firearms to prohibited people? A couple viable options would be, one, to allow the sale of firearms to any individual who has a concealed weapon permit, who's been through the background check. Or alternatively, you could have an individual who arranges with a federally licensed firearms dealer to broker the transaction through that dealer. Obviously, the dealer's going to charge some small fee for that, but then that dealer can do the NICS check like the dealer would do on a regular sale. So there are obvious ways that individuals can very easily show to the state that they are law-abiding people, they are legally able to possess firearms. Addressing one of the amendments that the sponsor of the bill has suggested, that is the deletion of the language that requires that only firearms which are serviceable and safe and legal be sold. Some of those are they're all really fairly subjective terms. I've looked at the code and my belief is that there's really only one category of firearms that is illegal, and that would be firearms that have the serial number obliterated or altered or in some way modified. Any other firearm is legal in the state of Alaska under certain state or federal laws. Automatic firearms, for example, they're legal in the state of Alaska as long as you've complied with the appropriate federal laws. So, we would like to see any firearms that are legal be sold. And, what constitutes an unserviceable firearm, I don't know. But unserviceable firearms are certainly have some value to people, either in terms of collector items or possibly for parts. So, we would not like to see those firearms destroyed. They should be made available and potentially generate revenue for the state. The last point I want to make, it may be beyond the scope of the title of this bill, but the NRA would like to see a requirement that local governments also, who are taking firearms in, seizing firearms and maintaining them in their property rooms, once they're done being used for evidentiary purposes or whatever, that those firearms also be required to be sold at auction in a similar fashion. Again, it will perhaps recirculate firearms of value to law-abiding citizens and at the same time generate revenue for local governments. So don't know if that can be put into this bill, but it's something that the NRA would at least like to put on the record as something that can be looked into. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have anybody else here in Juneau to testify on the bill? Seeing none, we have a gentleman in Glen Allen. Let's go to teleconference and see if Austin Mahalki.
Yeah, you got that right.
go ahead with your comment.
Actually, my testimony has already been addressed, and it was in reference to the parts. If there was anything to be said about the guns being destroyed, if they're worried about something, they could, like barrels and stuff like that, if it was used in the crime, they could remove the barrels and the rest of the parts could be sold.
Okay.
But it's already been addressed, so I...
Okay. Was that your only comment then?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was in reference to the sale of the parts rather than destroying them.
Sure. Thank you for coming out today.
Okay.
Anybody else on teleconference? Seeing none, then we will hold the bill over at the sponsor's request. As we heard today, we're expecting answers from the department and also a possible CS then to be presented to the committee the next time we have the bill up. And with that, we will conclude the hearing for today. Thank you.